It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
Everyone you meet.
Ho, ho,
the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to a special evening edition of Coffee Talk with CA. I'm here at my home base studio, Face Studio 2, I should say, in central downtown, well, just outside of downtown Fort Worth. Let me get it all together here. At my home base studio, Face Studio 2, and just a little bit outside of downtown Fort Worth. How's everybody doing this evening? This evening, we got a special coffee talk, and we're going to be talking about five things that Christians should know about the Advent. We're going to be talking about that here in just a moment. I want to remind you, though, if you have any questions, you got comments or suggestions, feel free. You can always email me here at the studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button, absolutely free. And follow me on all different networks, okay? All right, well, you know what? As promised, we're going to play a little bit of the Grinch music. We're going to bring the Grinch on, so just stand by one moment. We're going to talk to the Grinch, then we'll get on with our Bible lesson today on Coffee Talk with CA.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about stink, stunk, and all that because he's cleansed through the Holy Spirit. But let's go ahead and let's give him a cheer. How about a mighty hand clap? Instead of us doing our usual morning crow, how about some evening crow for the Grinch? All right, y'all can go ahead and laugh at him. How about a whistle? There you go. And let's give him a drum roll. How about some mighty fanfare? Let's count down for the Grinch.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, from time to time we bring him on every year, and he's going to share his testimony for just a little bit before we get started on our Bible lesson on Coffee Talk with CA. Your friend, my friend, who has cleaned it up and had his heart right with Jesus Christ, the Grinch. Hello, Grinch.
Well, hello there, CA. How's everybody doing?
Whoa, boy, aren't you got it together, Grinch?
Well, CA, you know how it is. The Grinch has changed his little, sorry little heart to a big heart. Or a small heart to a big heart.
That's right. Absolutely. Share with us how you found your way through Jesus Christ.
Well, it just so happens I turned on the television and was watching the Billy Graham crusade. And when I did, me and my little puppy dog that I have dressed up as a reindeer when he said during the lesson, turn against your wicked ways? I did.
Well, good for you.
And I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. It's the greatest decision I ever made, C.A.
Good, 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 good. Yes, you cannot go wrong with having Jesus Christ in your heart. In fact, that's the only way to get to heaven.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that I'm going to get there because I was a sinner and I turned my evil, ugly heart around to a better heart and had him come in, live in my heart, and I didn't steal any more Christmas presents.
Good for you.
In fact, I helped the mayor of Whoville out every year. In fact, I was a mayor for about 5 years in Whoville.
How about that? That's great. It's just a little ounce of, you know, just giving your heart to Jesus and just the faith that we have, trusting in Him, believing in Him, and open our heart to Him and having Him say, Lord, come into my heart, save my soul, give me a pure, clean soul.
That's right, C.A. That's all I had to do.
All right. Well, what you been up to, buddy? I won't keep you too long, but share with me what's been going on out there in Whoville.
Well, C.A., we had a hoo-hoo. That's right, a hoo-hoo Christmas, and we had a nice time. And I was with the little dumplings all across, even the ones that grew up and had kids when the Scrooge had the bad side, but he changed bad to good.
That's right. You went from ugly to good, and you smell good, too. You must put some Chanel number 9 on, huh?
Something like that.
There you go. All right, buddy. You have a good day. We're fixing to do a little bit of a talk here. I'm glad you came by.
Well, I'll be by again to talk to you guys about Christmas and hear some of your Christmas and maybe even read some Christmas memories.
Sounds good. Absolutely. We will talk to you soon.
All right, CA. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So today on Coffee Talk with CA, I am going to buy Biblical Archives, and we're going to talk about 5 things that Christians should know about Advent. Now, the number one thing that I want to start off with is the meaning of Advent. One thing that Christians should know about Advent is the true meaning behind it. In fact, friends, Advent is not only about the countdown to a holiday of full of presents, gifts, and fancy food. Rather, the meaning of Advent is found in the Lord, who humbled himself by being born into the world. You see, Jesus delivered to be born in a place of prominence and power. However, he was born through the virgin birth to Mary. Jesus grew up, discipled many, and died for our sins of the world. From all time, Jesus was the Messiah. In fact, if you go to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, you can highlight that. You see, before Jesus had done anything, he was already declared to be the Messiah, because that is who he is. This is crucial to remember. As we are reflecting on Advent, Advent is just not another winter holiday, nor is it a lesser holiday than Christmas. In truth, friends, Advent is just as important as Christmas because it's leading up to the anticipation, leading up to when our Lord would be born into the world. When we see it this way, we can see the true meaning of Advent. The true meaning is displayed when churches light a candle each week leading up to Christmas. They are honoring the Lord and bringing His name glory as they're looking forward to the celebration of His birth into the world. You know, without the birth of Jesus in the world, we would have never been saved for our sins. Jesus has to be born into the world of a virgin. He grew up and He lived a sinless life. In fact, a perfect life, died the death we deserved. And He was resurrected from the grave. This is what Advent is all about. The infant was born and was going to grow up to save us from ourselves. And before I go to the second part, I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done in my life and things that you have done in people's lives. You see, friends, without him, again, we just don't have anything. Now I'm going to take it to my second part on Advent. Number two, the main focus of Advent is in Advent calendars. A second thing that Christians should know about Advent is that the main focus of Advent is not Advent calendars. While Advent calendars are fun, they are not the driving force behind the holiday season. As established, the driving force is celebrating the weeks leading up toward the anniversary of Jesus' birth. If you want to celebrate Advent with an Advent calendar, that's great. However, it would not if you would not prefer not to, then that's okay too. Whichever you choose, it should be done with the surprise of glorifying Christ in your actions. If having an Advent calendar would get your mind off Jesus, it would be best not to have one. On the other hand, if an Advent calendar helps you point yourself to Jesus, then it would be great to have one. You know yourself, you know the things that help you better focus on Jesus throughout the year. You see, friends, Advent gives us the perfect time to focus on Jesus. And in an Advent calendar helps us helps you do this. By all means, use this one this year. Advent calendars can be a lot of fun if used correctly. Please remember that. Try to remember the countdown is the anniversary of Jesus' first advent to the world, not a countdown to the day of presence. If Advent calendars are not your thing, remember, you can do something special in the weeks leading up to Christmas. You could use your own Advent candles at home, which I've done that before. Just make sure that you leave your candles burning overnight. Always make sure to extinguish the candles before leaving or going to sleep. Don't put yourself in any danger, okay? You could even work on a project during the weeks leading up to Christmas. Then little by little, you will see the completed work by the time Christmas time comes around. My third point on five things Christians should know about Advent. You can use Advent as a time to grow closer to God. A third thing about Christians should know about Advent is that you can use Advent as a time to grow closer to God. Throughout the 4 weeks of Advent, you can work on building your relationship with God and growing closer to Him. Also, I want you to keep in mind, I'm going to pause here on my lesson. Even after Advent, even after His birth, every day you should focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Marching on, continuing on, you might be surprised as to how much closer you grow with God over a short span of 4 weeks. Give it a try this year and see how it helps your relationship with God and causes you to have a deeper relationship with Him. As Christians, we need to have a strong relationship with God. And if we don't have a strong relationship with God, we are going to be more prone to follow sinful nature and be tempted by the devil. Now, however, if you have a strong relationship with God, we will be able to keep our eyes focused on Christ and not fall prey for the threats of the sinful flesh or temptations of Satan. Advent is a special time to draw closer to God and to build a stronger foundation by your faith. You see, friends, building your relationship with God will help you in all areas. Advent lasts, remember this, 4 weeks every year. If you dedicate yourself to growing closer to God during this time, you will be able to even be more in awe when it comes to the anniversary of Jesus' birth as it comes. By strengthening your relationship with God, you will be more aware of Him, His character, and His love. You will be left to ponder of His goodness and mercy in sending His Son to die for our sins. Your friend, the Lord and Savior Jesus, whom we are talking to every day, is the same person who descended to heaven to save you from your sins. Advent reminds us of this beautiful part of God's plan of salvation. My fourth point, The anticipation of Advent does not have to be once a year. And I'm going to explain that. The fourth thing Christians should know about Advent is not the anticipation does not have to be restricted to one time during the year. During Advent, we can eagerly look forward to the days leading up to Christmas. And while this is a wonderful thing, we should be looking forward to celebrating Jesus every day of the year. Do not restrict yourself to participate in the wonder of the Lord from one time of the year. Jesus deserves all the eager excitement as well as the celebration we give him when he returns. We often isolate our worship of the Lord during Christmas and Easter. This should not be. Instead, we should be worshiping the Lord year-round. Our eager anticipation should be strictly related to Advent. Throughout the year, we are eagerly look forward to the celebration of Messiah. And in this way, we will have an Advent spirit and about us throughout the year. You see, friends, we anticipate things we are excited about. However, it is a sad reality that not very many of us anticipate the anniversary of the Lord's birth until it's time for Advent to begin. If you want to challenge yourself, try to allow a season of Advent every month of the year and every other month of the year. This way, it'll help you stay focused on the Lord throughout the year and look forward to the anniversary of Jesus' birth. Christmas should not be a materialistic holiday. Instead, it needs to be recognized and remembered for what it really is, the celebration of our Lord's birth into the world. By anticipating the Advent throughout the year, we will be able to recognize and respect the Lord better. My fifth and final on Coffee Talk with CA on five things Christians should know about Advent. A fifth thing about Christians that they should know about Advent is this. It is that the first Advent of Christ points us to the time of Jesus' second Advent. You see, the Lord's second Advent is also known as the second coming of Christ. This is when Jesus will descend down on the Mount of Olives and return to fight in the Battle of Armageddon. And during this time, the Lord will defeat his enemies, and then the thousand-year reign will begin. At that time of the first Advent, Jesus came as a peaceful infant. However, when he returns the second time, he will return with the sword. At the first Advent, Jesus came with peace and salvation. Yet during the second Advent, he will seek vengeance. As Christians, we look forward to the day because we know we will return with the Lord to fight in the works of the evil of the Battle of Armageddon. Moreover, we will also live alongside Christ during the thousand years of Christ. The second Advent of Christ is something that we can all look forward to and eagerly anticipate. Although we do not know when the Lord will return, we can be prepared. We can be prepared of knowing the gospel ourselves, accepting the Lord, and helping others to know the Lord. There are many rumors that the Lord's second coming is coming soon. However, it is best to wait on the Lord. His timing will be perfect. The second advent of Christ will be more gruesome, but we will also have to remember that the Lord has also given judgment to those who have turned away from him. Advent is a beautiful holiday that points us to the second advent of Christ, helps us to think of Christ year-round. It also strengthens our relationship with our Lord and helps us to understand the main focus of Christmas and helps us understand the true meaning of Advent. Friends, I hope that explains five things on biblical archives that Christians should know about Advent on Coffee Talk with CA. Okay, so we are going to close out on a song, a Christmas song that I know you guys are going to like. So let me fish that up and we'll surprise you with it.
Lights that twinkle red and green, Charlie Brown on the TV screen, hugs from friends and family, that's what we need right now. Zipping up a winter coat, truck tires on a snowy road, that's the sound of coming home, and that's what we need right now. This world could use a little healing, and our hearts could show you something to believe in. We need Christmas now more than ever to bring us together. We need Christmas. Come on, December, help us remember the joy, the peace, and the hope. Singing carols in the living room, that's Grandma's favorite thing to do. And Grandpa reads Luke chapter 2, that's what it's all about. It's a Red Salvation Army camp, it's reaching out a helping hand, and looking after our fellow man, that's what we need right now. Oh, and our hearts could show you something to believe in. We need Christmas now more than ever to bring us together. We need Christmas. Come on, December.
You know, in closing, before I get ready to close out, I got to say, we do need Christmas. I hate the fact, and I shared with a friend of mine, that I hate the fact that I hate to see Xmas. I don't like the word Xmas. If someone was to say to me, Xmas, Happy Xmas, I've heard that before. I don't like it. I cringe. It's Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Another thing I hate is Happy Holidays. Goodness gracious. Have some people just totally lost it? Have they just totally forgot what the meaning of Christmas is about? I mean, the presents are nice for the grandchildren or the kids and maybe your better half, your wife, girlfriend, fiance, whatever it may be. But the true meaning of Christmas, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friends, we are only 2 weeks away from Christmas Eve. And technically, 2 weeks away from Christmas. After this week, I want you to be blessed. I want you to have Christ in your life. I want you to remember what the true meaning of Christmas is. The true meaning of Christmas is believing and knowing and hoping and trusting in Him to know that all things are going to work good through Him. So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us and take care of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, I got to saddle up. I'm just going to walk down the hall here at Faith Studio 2, my home base studio, 10 minutes outside of downtown Fort Worth. Y'all have a great day, and we'll talk again soon. CA with Coffee Talk with CA on iHeartRadio.